Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
Welcome back. 23 after. That's Terry Stafford. Is that right, Terry Stafford? Yeah, I think that's right. Isn't that right? That's not Elvis. Welcome back. I said 23 after, didn't I? I won't do that again. Just twice. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. And you think I've done this before, folks. Don't worry. I'll get through it. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is the website. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And I mean, this is my music. I'm the guy who put it up there. You'd think I'd know that, wouldn't you? Anyway, we're glad you're here, and we're glad our good friend Nancy Martin is with us. She's helping us. She's helping us deal with something she calls stressor. Now, Nance, you said you made that word up, but I need to correct you on that. You coined that term. See, that's what you got to. You didn't make it up. You coined it.
Yes, I coined.
Yeah, you coined the term stressor. What does stressor mean?
Well, I deal with an awful lot of people. Most of us are going through life very fast. People feel a lot of stress for various reasons and a lot of pressure. And so I just compressed the words into the word stressor. When people hear it, you get a little flash of recognition and a smile because it sounds like what people are feeling, the compression of stress and pressure. And so I also try to help people take a moment. Our brains react so quickly to stress, pressure, anger, being caught in a difficult situation, feeling attacked or unprepared, feeling unjustly accused of things you didn't do. Customers every day feel they're blamed for things that they didn't do.
Right.
So I say to people, can we get curious, not furious?
How do we do that? Because furious is like scratching an itch, right?
Well, furious can be, we can jump to action, you know, go into sort of a fury of taking
back them off.
And we can get furious as in anger.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty quickly where we can go, particularly if we know we're right and the other person is wrong. Or because we have let our annoyance at something or someone build up and build up until suddenly, often when we're least prepared for it, we just give it to them. We blow.
Right.
Or we disappear. We check out. We just decide to write them off our list. So my point about, and I'm not talking about walking around and that life is one, I'm not going to let anything bother me party. It really is on some days when you want to go beyond just feeling right about something. We can win the battle and lose the war. When the Army was working with me, the general said, Nance, we know how to win the battle and win the war, but we're no longer able to just declare being right as the ability to also win. We have to be interested in something more than that.
What is that something?
That's why we're interested in learning about when we can sit there with all of our facts and all of our proof. How do we go to the other side and work with them to understand where they're coming from?
How do we do that?
Well, you have to step back from your own position, your own, I know I'm right, and say, okay, what don't I know I don't know about what is motivating this other person? How does this other person see the world? So recently, I was working with a group of executives, and I had a manager saying, I've got to tell this person that what they're doing is unacceptable, and they have to deliver things on time, and they can't say they're going to do this on time, and then blah, 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 and repeatedly not deliver. I said, well, and they don't ask for help, and I asked if they needed help. Well, turns out it's a, right now she's a mother with children working a full-time job whose husband is away from the family tending his dying father. And instead of being able to ask for help to deliver a very difficult project on time, the woman said, I'll take care of this if you all take care of that. And in doing the job, she ran into some problems, and she did the best she could to deliver a perfect product that was about half an hour late. And meanwhile, her frustrated, aggravated boss felt, this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
And if you step back from your own embarrassment of, this made me look bad because it was late, and why didn't you just let us help you, to say, wow, what didn't I realize was going on that I couldn't see in this person's life?
Well, the thing about, I will say, though, in business, you know, you're right, the boss should have known a little bit more about the circumstances and should have said to her, do you need some help? I know you're going through a lot. Do you need some help? But at the same time, you know, when you get yourself into that kind of a bind, you need to say, hey, boss, here's what's going on.
Okay, stop. That's my point. When you learn to do this advanced work, you don't shoot on anybody.
Yeah.
And if you have the discipline and the training to retrain your brain, the minute you're feeling a surge of reaction, anger, I've had it.
Yeah.
That's a clue that you haven't been minding your own resentment, aggravation, and frustration.
Yeah.
You've probably got some embarrassment going on.
Well, you probably got somebody pulling on you on the other side.
Well, this person was actually working as hard as many people, are dancing as fast as they can to do their best they can. They don't want to complain. Many people don't want to say they can't do the job because they think they can. People are very fearful that they can get in trouble, so they just work harder.
I've got to wrap it up, Nance.
So my point is, you have to have curiosity about what you don't know, not about what you should have known.
And obviously, one thing we've discovered today, ladies and gentlemen, is that I need a lot more work. I'm a project, I'm afraid, Nance. And
I want you to get curious about the resentment thing.
You're going to have to keep helping me with this. Nance Gilmartin, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.